There is no shortage of people with opinions on how things should be done. Especially now in the modern world where such vast amounts of information are literally at our fingertips at any given moment. The right advice can save you and the wrong advice can set you back months or years. How can you know who to listen to? Stay tuned and I'll tell you the only test I rely on.
Running a service business can be hard. It is not unusual for business owners in industries like contracting, home repair, auto repair, business-to-business services like janitorial, IT and accounting, and many others to feel overwhelmed by all the priorities facing them at any given time. Between addressing the needs of the customers, managing the employees, figuring out the financials, and getting processes in place, feeling like you're making significant progress on your business journey can be difficult. Welcome to Service Industry Success, hosted by Brian Harding. Each week, Brian will look at real-world strategies for building the business you are dreaming of, while also sharing tactics to get through some of the most frustrating parts of business ownership with a lot more ease. Let's get started.
So imagine you're building a race car, and it's really important to you that you get a race car built that is functional and like you want this thing to perform. You don't want a car that looks like a race car. You really want a race car. You want to go race this thing on weekends, or you want to build a career of that. And your neighbor came over and started talking to you about how he thinks you should build a race car. Somewhere along the way, you're probably going to ask a question, whether internally to yourself or externally to him, have you ever built a race car? And he said, no, but I've watched people do it on TV. That would probably alter the value I gave the information he provided to me. Conversely, if he said, yeah, I owned a company where we built race cars all the time, or I was the head mechanic for Joe Gibbs Racing or whatever, like, you know, if he had some real bona fides to indicate that he was a person who had done this, you would probably listen to him pretty intently, right? So the problem is when we're trying to build a business, we get inundated with people who have advice for us. And it can often feel like the people who really shouldn't have an opinion because they've never built a business have valid points. And it can also feel like people who have done the things that we want to do don't have valid points because they don't understand my situation. Yeah, but it's different for me. You just don't understand. It might have been like that for you, Gramps, when you built your business, but it's different now. You just don't understand. And so we can easily find ourselves in situations where we're overvaluing some information and undervaluing others, other bits of information. So one of the things that I think is helpful, because again, people can have opinions on, here's what I think it would be like to be a customer, and have very valid opinions, right? But very quickly that line is crossed to, well, here's how I would do it if I was the business owner. And sometimes they have great intentions. Sometimes they might even have really good points. Like, hey, this is the thing that should be considered. But the solution they offer is not one that would work. And so here's kind of how it is in business for all of us. We start out with an idea. We've worked in an industry, we've worked for companies, and we see what they do well, we see what they don't do well. And at some point we say, you know what, I can do this better. And we go start our own company. And what happens is the market tells us if our idea is better or not. And almost always the market tells us part of our plan is flawed. Part of our solution doesn't work the way we thought it would. Part of it sounds great in theory, but in application it's just not realistic. There's a reason these companies do this thing that we thought was really screwed up when we worked there. The market tells us where we are right and where we're wrong. And the problem with people who have opinions who have never done this stuff is they've not had the market tell them where they're right and where they're wrong. They live in a world where their ideas are fine because there's not any meaningful consequences for getting it wrong. They can have an opinion that's completely 100% backwards, upside down, wrong, and they will never know, but it sounds great to them. So the test I focus on when I'm taking advice from people is, have you done the thing that you're giving me as advice on? So for example, if my neighbor says, hey, I once bought this widget that, you know, you sell. You know, let's say I'm an HVAC contractor, or I'll say I'm a CPA firm. I once had my taxes done and I had this really crummy experience, and here's how it went. That is absolutely information I should be taking in, because they've done that thing. They can speak to a real life example where they had that experience, and I can take that in. And I can say, well, I either understand why it happened that way, or I don't understand and I think I can do it better. And I'm glad I learned that thing just now, because I'm getting a bit of information that one of my clients might have one day. But where it changes is when the next door neighbor says, I went to my CPA and I had a really crummy experience, and here's how they should have done it differently. That's where I got to be careful. Now, I understand from his perspective, he wants a different outcome, and that I need to listen to. But when he starts telling me the mechanics of how the thing should have happened, I got to be really careful. I got to not value that as much, because he hasn't done the thing he's talking about. He's talking about a hypothetical situation where there's no consequences. And I have to filter that differently than I filter the experience he shared as a consumer that had the crummy outcome. And I got to be really clear on where I draw that line, right? And the reason I'm bringing this up, and I hope this doesn't sound self-serving, because, and I hope this doesn't sound like a sales pitch. This is not a sales pitch. If you've been listening to this podcast, you're either interested in hearing what I have to say or not by now. There's no question. This is not a way to get you to call me, and like, I'm not trying to sell you anything. But what I have been seeing recently more, and maybe I'm just tuned into it more, I don't know. I've been seeing people who ask for input, and they say, well, here's the problem I'm having. And somebody, whether it's me or somebody else, says, well, here's something you might want to look at. And they go, yeah, but that's not going to work for me. And they're getting great advice from somebody who's made a fortune doing the things they're talking about. Now, in that case, I'm not talking about me. In this case, I'm talking about somebody else who's literally made millions of dollars doing the thing that the person said that they were struggling with, and the person completely dismissed them. And it was baffling to watch. Like, you're talking to a person who lives in a multi-million-dollar house in Scottsdale, Arizona, has done it all in this industry that you're struggling in, and you're yeah-butting him. You're the yeah-but dude. Yeah, but you don't understand. Here's how it is for me. Yeah, but you don't understand. I have this other problem. Yeah, but it's different. And it's not like this guy's been retired for 73 years. This guy's been, he's still doing the thing part-time. Like, he's a legend. He's a legend in his field. And the person was just dismissing him. And I see people regularly take advice from people who have good intentions sometimes. Other times have intentions of just looking like an expert in something, and they really don't, they're not even thinking through what it might mean to do these things they're talking about. And people can get spun out because, again, the history of the world is at our fingertips on our phones. You hear clips on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook just all the time of different people saying things about business or different things about this or that or whatever. And people hear one thing and they're like, that applies to everything now. And they go tell their friends in the business world, well, here's how I heard you're supposed to do it. And if you listen to that person, you could really be set backwards a lot. And one of the things I'm hearing a lot from folks who don't have the bona fides to provide good insight because they don't have practical experience is this phrase. Well, I have a different perspective. Because I've never done the thing, I'm actually more able to help the people because I have a different perspective. I'm not mired in the weeds on the stuff. I'm not stuck in the trenches. I have a different perspective because I haven't done the thing. Okay. Would you hire a kid or would you hire a person to teach your kid how to play the piano who's never played the piano but has read books on how to play the piano? No, of course you wouldn't do that. Would you hire somebody to teach your kid to do anything they hadn't done themselves? Probably not. So why would you do that with your business? Would you hire somebody to come show you how to build a house who never built a house before? I guess it makes no sense. But because in the world of business, people do have perspectives that are sometimes useful. Again, the neighbor who was a customer for the HVAC company or the accounting firm, they can offer insight on what their experience was, but they cannot offer insight on how to have the solution and put the solution in place. or what the practical solution should look like, because there's a lot more variables than just his one experience, right? So here's the thing. We only have the capacity to focus on a few things at once. And it's hard enough to stay focused on the things that are really going to help you make progress, especially when those things aren't particularly fun. And it's hard to go against our what we think is our better judgment when we're wrong. These things are all hard, and they get infinitely harder when we're taking advice from multiple sources, especially when that advice is conflicting, right? So we'd better make sure the people steering our thoughts and our actions have done what we're trying to do. So again, I'm all ears for people who say, I was a consumer in your industry, and here's what my experience went. Here's why it was exceptionally good, and here's why it was exceptionally bad. I'm all over listening to that. I'm not all over when they say, here's how I think you should do it differently. I am listening when they say, here's the outcome I wish as a consumer I had that I didn't have. That I'm listening to very intently. But one of the first things that we have to do, and not in a snarky way, not in a rude way, not in a dismissing kind of way, I'm not suggesting we just like go around with this chip on our shoulder. But when people start giving us advice, we can ask something like, can you explain to me how you applied this in a similar situation, in a similar role? So, i.e., have you been a business owner like in this situation before? Or have you been a manager for a company in a similar kind of role or something like that? And if their answer is something like, well, I don't really have that, then I need to like filter that information differently than somebody who has done exactly what I want to do, right? Conversely, if I say to somebody, well, can you help me understand like how you've encountered it and overcome this kind of problem in a similar kind of situation? They say, well, I've done the exact same thing you just described you want to do. And I had the exact same problem you're having. And here's the solution I put in place. If my gut tells me I don't like that solution, but this person literally solved the exact problem I have, and they literally did the exact thing I want to do, I got to listen to that, even though I don't want to, maybe. Right. And for business owners, this odd balance we have of confidence and lack of confidence is peculiar. It's from an outsider's perspective, from somebody who's lived that life and then now makes his living helping people get through that. We are oddly confident on things we should not be, and we're oddly not confident on things that we should be. So, for example, when we're dealing with, a customer issue or a customer, a customer service kind of experience we're trying to create, generally we can be pretty confident with that. But we're not confident with holding our employees to a standard to meet that. And part of that is because we haven't done a good job training them in some cases. But in other situations, before I move on, in those moments where we know the customer should be treated a certain way, we know we want this experience to be a certain way, and our employees kind of fall short, we're reluctant to have the confidence to say, no, it should be this way, and stick to our guns. And on other things, when somebody comes in who has experience and can help us, we're oddly resistant to change on things that we are not qualified to veto this opinion or this information we're being given that would help be helpful. And I find that people are exceedingly generous with helping other people, because we all know how much it sucks to be stuck in a situation where you can't get out and just be mired in that ickiness of that hamster wheel and just the frustration. And I don't know anybody who's like actively okay with people going through that when they have a solution that they can offer. I find that people are generally pretty generous with offering solutions there. What's also happening at the same time is people have a yeah, but, or a yeah, and kind of a thing. Like, yeah, I understand that. And I got this other problem. So as soon as a solution is offered, they move on to another thing where it's a problem. or they have an immediate reason why that can't happen. The solution that was given to them by this person who's done the exact same thing they want to do, a reason why that can't apply for them right this minute. And it's odd to watch this, not in a professional capacity. I mean, so much as it is just in hearing business owners talk to each other in more casual environments. that's where I kind of hear this stuff where people are offering suggestions and help when somebody mentions, hey, I'm struggling with this thing. Like, hey, how are things going? Well, I'm really struggling with this thing. Oh, okay. Well, I can understand what that's like. Here's how I went through a similar situation myself. And yeah. And then I got this other thing and they just dismiss it. It's super interesting to watch. I would invite you to start paying attention to these conversations when you're at your networking meetings or chambers of commerce meetings or whatever. Tune into how this stuff happens. And then things that we should be confident, we are confident on, or we should be confident on, we're reluctant to stick to our guns. It's an interesting dynamic. So the way I overcome that for me personally is I hold myself to a standard of people who have done what I want to do, I need to listen to. People who have a perspective that I should value, I need to identify what that perspective is, i.e. my neighbor who was the customer. Yeah, I want to pay attention to what their experience was like and why they liked it or why they didn't, so I can adapt my company where it makes sense. I will not listen and tell me how to run my company if they've never owned a company before or they've never managed a team of people before. Like, I have to filter that information differently. And conversely, if somebody has done the thing I'm wanting to do and they offer a perspective, they offer a solution, and it feels counterintuitive, I still got to listen. A lot of the things that make us successful in business are counterintuitive. Marketing is a great example. How you do marketing is completely counterintuitive for most of us. And how we train people is completely counterintuitive for most of us. The ways that we become successful are doing the things that don't feel like the things we should be doing. So the way we can know who to listen to and who not to listen to is, have they done this thing that I'm trying to do? As usual, if you find the information I share helpful, please share this podcast with a friend or colleague you think could benefit from it. You never know where somebody's life might be easier from hearing somebody talk about, you know, some of the topics we go over. If you know they're struggling with something, with processes or procedures or employee problems or understanding financials, all kinds of stuff we talk about, planning and training and all the things that go into the topics we have. If you know somebody struggling with that, share this with them. You never know how you can make their life easier, make you feel good for helping somebody out. Of course, public sharing is appreciated also. And that's it for this week, and I'll see you all next week.